All right, nice to have you back with us as we get ready for baseball here from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona. Giants taking batting practice right now, and Brandon Crawford has been out on the field. And as I said, tomorrow, I'll guarantee you, he will be at shortstop for the San Francisco Giants. In fact, as I look down there, he's taking batting practice right now. Lineup is out for the Giants. Slater leading off. Flores hitting second. This is against Bumgarner. Ruff third. Longoria fourth. Wade fifth. Then we go to the Yerminator. Yermin Mercedes is in there today as a DH. And David Villar is the second baseman. Anxious to see him as he gets his major league debut today. Casale catching, and at shortstop is Donovan Walton. All right. Steve Gilbert joins us. Of course, he covers the Diamondbacks for MLB.com. Always a pleasure, Steve. How are you?
I'm good, Marty. How are you doing?
We're doing fine, and obviously I'm here at Chase Field, so are you. For this Diamondback team, I read your story this morning from yesterday. That was a tough loss, and they've lost a couple in a row now, haven't they?
Yes, they have. That was a really bad loss for them yesterday at Coors Field. When you're up 5-0 and you got Zach Gallen on the mound, you have to feel pretty good about your chances. And to end up losing 6-5 like that and have Ian Kennedy you have to leave the game with an injury, it all around was a bad afternoon for them in Denver yesterday.
Yeah, C.J. Cron, 2 3-run homers, and they end up winning the game 6-5. Zach Gallen had a big lead. Well, today, and I know the whole audience is interested in this, it's Madison Bumgarner, even though the Giants have seen him a few times, and he hasn't beaten him yet, but he is going today against his old ball club and Carlos Rodon on the other side. How do you feel about today's matchup?
Well, you know, I think Bum's been pitching pretty well for the Diamondbacks this year. He's had you know, some bad defense played behind him, which has cost him in a couple of his starts this year. For some reason, some of the guys just don't seem to play well behind him. I'm not sure. It's one of those fluky things that happens occasionally, and he seems to be the pitcher this year that is not getting quite the defensive support that the others are getting. But working with Brent Strom, he and Brent Strom kind of hit it off early in spring training. You know, Bumgarner was saying that a lot of guys will claim to be a mix of new school and old school, but he usually finds that if they say that it's usually that they're new school, pretending to be old school. But he says Brent is the first guy that he has met that is actually a combination of both old school and new school, so he really enjoys working with him.
No, good. He's pitched well here at Chase Field, so we'll see what happens today. Now, look, the other night I said to you, boy, the Diamondbacks don't hit much. And as soon as I said that, they scored 7 runs, you know, in the next inning. But there are some names on this team, Steve, that we do not know. And I'm going to let you give a little bit of a scouting report. Let's start with Hummel. Cooper Hummel is up there.
Yeah, Cooper Hummel is the guy they got last year in a trade with the Brewers for Eduardo Escobar. He is a switch-hitting outfielder for them. Valuable in the sense that he hits right-handed, and they don't have a lot of right-handed hitting outfielders. So he's been a kind of a valuable piece from that standpoint. A guy that can run a little bit, doesn't hit for a ton of power, but pretty good eye at the plate.
All right, now Ketel Marte is the big player, and I know everyone was after him as a trade piece. What kind of a year is he having? He does hit third for the Diamondbacks.
You know, he's having a pretty good year. It was a bad start for him, but he's picked it up recently. Now, he's in a DH spot where he's been for the last few weeks because of a little bit of a hamstring issue that he's had, and they don't quite want him in the field yet. They keep saying any time now he'll be back in the field, but he won't be running full out. They have him kind of, you know, laying back a little bit so as not to aggravate that hamstring, but still trying to keep his bat in the lineup as a DH. And again, like I said, he won't be running 100% on the bases.
Right, then I come to one of my favorite names, and you know who it is. It's the second baseman, Buddy Kennedy. Where did he come from?
Buddy Kennedy was a draft pick of the Diamondbacks. He actually is from Millville, New Jersey, which is the same hometown as Mike Trout. And he and Mike Trout work out together in the offseason. And when Buddy got called up, he told us a story about this past winter when it was one of those snowy, cold days in New Jersey, the gray outside, and he texted Trout in the morning and said, he wasn't going to come by Trout to work out on that day. And Trout picked up the phone and immediately called him and said, hey, if you want to make it to the show, you don't take days off. So Buddy got into his car and was at Trout's house 10 minutes later. He had a grand slam in his debut weekend. Has not quite had the same success at the plate since then, but is a guy that they feel could be a pretty good little player for them.
All right, Steve Gilbert with us. Good to get a scouting report on the Diamondbacks. When Mark Simon was on, you know, from Sports Info Solutions, he kind of compared the Diamondbacks to the Tigers, and of course the Tigers ended up splitting with the Giants. This Diamondback club lost 17 of 19 to the Giants last year. Mike Farron was on earlier, and he said, boy, this is a different club this year. He doesn't see that sort of result. How do you feel about this matchup, Diamondbacks-Giants?
Well, I think, Marty, it kind of depends on which Diamondbacks team we see. You know, as you pointed out the other day after watching them, they were not hitting. And then all of a sudden they can, you know, put up five or six runs in an inning, and you go, wow, okay, maybe there is something to this offense. So it's just been very inconsistent for them from an offensive standpoint. When 1 minute they're doing well, the next minute they have their struggle. So I guess it depends on which Diamondbacks team you guys see this week, as to how much success that they have.
All right. Well, so that's the story of baseball. You know, what you can do that day, and the game changes every day. Now, tomorrow, it should have been Zach Davies, but he's on the DL, and Castellanos is on the DL as well. Who do the Giants see tomorrow? Let's take a look at this pitching rotation that they're going to face.
Yeah, that's a great question. I wish I had an answer for you. We asked Torrey Lovello pregame today for a pitcher for tomorrow, and he said they have to see how they get through today. It's possible they could do an opener tomorrow. It's possible they could have kind of a bullpen-type game. Also possible they could reach down to the minor leagues and call up somebody like a Tyler Gilbert, no relation, or maybe a rookie like Tommy Henry. So we'll have to see. Well, hopefully after the game we get a little clearer idea of who's going to pitch tomorrow.
Well, Tyler Gilbert threw a no-hitter. You didn't, but he did.
Yes, he did last year. He hasn't had quite the same success in his big league appearances up here this year. But, yes, he did. It was quite a debut. It was his first big league start, not his first big league appearance, but his first big league start last year. It was a no-hitter, so that was pretty hard for him to top.
All right, so we'll see what happens. Now, Wednesday is a tougher matchup because Merrill Kelly gave the Giants some trouble last year. Is he having that kind of season this year?
Yeah, he's had a really good season, a really good start to the season. They had a couple of little rough patches there, but he's been their most consistent pitcher, I would say. One of those guys, again, even last year during their 110-loss season, he was somebody they called him, they nicknamed him Merrill the Mainstay, because he was the guy that stayed healthy all year long, and it's going to give you innings. You know what you're going to get from him. You know, so he's a valuable part of the rotation in terms of just the steadiness that he brings to it.
Well, we're going to see a lot of the Diamondbacks, 19 games here for the rest of the season. The Giants only have 85 to go, and 19 of them will be with the Giants. Diamondbacks do anything at the trade deadline? Do they have anyone that anyone wants?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I think they're going to, you know, David Peralta's possibility to get moved. They have some of these young outfielders coming up that they might want to get a look at. He's in the last year of his contract. You know, maybe they look to move a reliever, maybe a Mark Melanson or a Kennedy or something like that, if they feel like they can get something back for them. Mike Hazen likes to use the trade deadline as a way to get a jump start on the offseason. So might not necessarily fall into like the buy or seller category, but more like I'm preparing for next year type thing.
All right. Boy, great to have you on with us. Always a pleasure to see you at the park. So have a good July 4th, Steve. Thank you.
Always my pleasure, Marty. Take care.
All right. That is Steve Gilbert, MLB.com. He covers the Diamondbacks. Now it's time for the week's Community Spotlight, sponsored by Chilton Auto Body, with 15 locations to serve you. This month's spotlight is on the San Francisco Foster Youth Fund.